The founder of Bob Jones University said,
"Figure on the worst and hope for the best."
To the trapping of the army,
here's the trap, trap, trapping of the army.
Oh Lord, hear the trap, trap, trapping of the army. I've enlisted, but I've been the army of the Lord. Though the fight may be long and the struggle fierce and hard, with the armor of God and the Spirit's trusting sword, at the front of the battle you will find me.
In the tent of trapping in the army,
the giant shout, the drum,
the rattle, the foam,
in the tramp, 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 tramping in
the army.
Marching on to victory, I'm in this army, this glorious army, and the Lord God of battles will defend me.
I'm in
this army, the Lord, at the front of the battle you will find me. Tramping of the army.
The internationally known evangelist, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., during his earthly ministry, was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message we bring you now illustrates one of the principles on which he founded Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.
My friends, I remember a few years ago when, just several years after we founded Bob Jones University, formerly Bob Jones College, I was talking to my son, Bob Jr., who at that time had been made acting president by the Board of Trustees of the institution, and I think in the room were two or three other young men in the organization. We built our school by trying to pass on to these young executives the philosophy, the Christian philosophy that we've learned through the years. And one of the young group, I do not remember whether it was Bob Jr. or someone else, said, "Well, Dr. Bob," talking to me, "Dr. Bob, I think so-and-so, and this might happen, and it looks pretty good, and I think we'd be safe to figure on that." And I said something like this to him. Now, I said, "You know, I've made all the mistakes. If I ever make a mistake, it'll have to be an old one. I can't make a new one. I've made all the new mistakes." And I said, "What you've suggested isn't safe. It won't work." I remember a student came into the office one time, a young preacher. You know, we haven't a preacher's college, and we won't have a teacher's college, or a commerce college, or a language school, or a fine arts school. But we've always had a large percentage of our students that study for the ministry. That's due to the practical emphasis of the school, and to the fervency and zeal. And his new lodge, due to the fact that the first young preachers we had went out in the country, one of them, Clifford Lewis, preached way around the world, and they all went out to be soul winners. And these early young preachers we had had the zeal and the fervor and a practical approach and an adaptability. And so they caught the attention of young men that wanted to study for the ministry. So we've always had a large percentage of young preachers in our school, representing a great many different denominations. And we teach them how to load the gospel gun, and we teach them how to shoot it. So one of these boys, young preacher, very enthusiastic, said to me, "Dr. Bob, I'm going to be an evangelist, and I'm going to try so-and-so. What do you think about it?" I said, "It won't work." He said, "You're sure?" I said, "Yes." "Well," he said, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but how do you know?" "Well," I said, "I've tried it about 100 times, and I've known a great many other people who tried it. It just won't work. It just won't work." And you know, I've observed, I've gone up and down the world, into all the states and many foreign countries preaching the gospel, that people make such tremendous mistakes. Mistakes, always trying to make something work that never has worked. There are just some things that won't work. Now, I've never known a successful businessman who went through life and made a success who did not figure on the worst. Figure on the worst and hope for the best. Every year at the opening of school, I say to the business manager, "What's going to be the income this year?" And he says, "So much." Well, I say, "What's going to be the outgo?" And he says, "So much." And I say, "Well, you better change the figures a little. Increase the outgo on your books and decrease the income. Figure on a minimum income and a maximum outgo, and you'll never get in trouble. If you figure on a maximum income and a minimum outgo, and something goes wrong, you're in a bad fix." Now, this same approach to business and the same approach to everything else in life works in the field of religion. A girl said to me not long ago, she said, "I'm one of our fine girls." She said, "You know, Dr. Bob, I want to ask you about so-and-so. He wants me to marry him." I said, "You think about marrying?" Said, "Yes." "Well," I said, "what do you know about him?" "Well," said, "he's very likable." I said, "Yes, attractive and all that. He has a good deal of personality." "Yes, I know that." "What kind of character does he have? Have you any question about whether you should marry him?" I said, "You better figure now before you get married, because you're a Christian, you know. And Christian people are supposed to marry for keeps. They don't marry today and get out tomorrow. You better figure on every bad thing you can. Of course, it's hard to do when you're in love, but figure the worst. Hope for the best. Say, I wonder, have you ever seen him eat? Does he smack at the table? How do you like to have a fellow smack all his life? I happen to know he did that. Takes a lot of grace, sit down, woman, nice lady, sit at the table and have a man chew and talk at the same time, smack while he's eating. That, figure on that, man. Do you love him so much that you could just take it and stand by it through all the years? Figure on the worst. Now, do the same thing in religion. Man says to me, "I don't believe there's any hell." Well, I'm going to figure there is a hell. I'm going to suppose there's a hell. The Bible says there's a hell. And to be perfectly frank with you, I think there ought to be a hell. I don't think everybody ought to go to the same place. I'd hate to think that my dear mother, who died when I was a boy, 14 years of age, is out yonder eternity somewhere with all the bad people. If she heard somebody swear, she'd shudder when she is in this world. If she knew a woman was bad and unclean and fallen and wicked, well, my mother would be horrified. She was pure and good and Christian. She loved her husband and was devoted to him and loved her children, and we were decent people. I can't believe everybody's going to the same place and they die. Then the Bible says it's a hell. And then, you know, I couldn't think that Jesus Christ would have come down from heaven to earth and died on the cross if there hadn't been a hell. Don't tell me God would have let his son hang in agony and blood and have the heavens put on mourning and bow to the earth to weep and have the hearts of those rocks break if God Almighty didn't know there's an awful thing to be a sinner, and a sinner that sin damns men in time and eternity. So I figure on the worst. But let's suppose there isn't any hell. Now, I'm sure there is, but let's suppose there isn't. All right. I go through this life figuring there's a hell. You go through life figuring there isn't any hell. After a while, you and I meet out in eternity. Now, we'll suppose you're right. You're not right, but we'll suppose you are right. We meet out yonder somewhere in eternity. and we're in the same place. Well, you won't have any advantage over me if you figure there isn't a hell and there isn't any. But I sure have a lot of advantage over you if I figure there's a hell and you don't figure on it and you get in it and I don't get in it. Figure on the worst, hope for the best. Now, you'll never succeed in this life till you approach it in that way. Figure on the worst. Now, when you go out, figure on a puncture if you're riding your automobile. If you have an engagement to be at a certain place at a certain time, figure a puncture on the way. I always figure a puncture in every trip I take. If I have a speaking engagement riding in a car, I say, well, I may have a puncture. Might have. And I better get there a little ahead of time, so if I have a puncture, I can fix it. Figure on a puncture. You might have it. Figure on the worst. Don't figure on the best. If you do, you get in trouble. You know, when I was 14 years old, I got on my knees by my mother's dying bed, and I took her hand and tried to find a warm spot to press against my aching brow that I might remember a dying touch forever. And after a while, she looked at me and smiled through the death shadow on her face and ran her fingers through my hair and smiled and said, you know, I'm going home, son. I want you to meet me in heaven. And I told her I would, and a few moments later, the silence of the room was broken to the sob of my father's cries. He said, son, mother's dead. Mother's gone now. 36 hours later, they took her body and buried in a lonely cemetery in southeast Alabama. I sat by that grave many a time until the twilight shadows of the evening would gather and the stars had come out of the sky. And I've listened to a funeral dirge played by the wind and pine trees nearby. And I've said, mother, I'll see you again someday. And men tell me that I'm dreaming. Well, I haven't lost anything. If it's a dream, it isn't a dream. It is a heaven and a hell and all through eternity. And I've dreamed of heaven and tried to stay out of hell. And if I'm wrong about all of it, I haven't lost anything. My religion has hung a rainbow of hope over the dust of my dead and kindled a smile upon the brow of my bereavement. Men and women, young people, we drill into our students over and over again. And Bob Jones University always figure on the worst, hope for the best. And if you follow that plan, you can't go astray, you can't miss it, you can't fail. If you don't follow it, you may fail. How about you making up your mind now that from now on, God helping you as long as you live, in all the affairs of life, you're going to hope for the best, but figure on the worst. And if you figure on the worst and hope for the best, you'll be ready for the worst when the worst comes. And when the best comes, you'll say, this is what I hoped for and dreamed about. So, back to what I said. Figure on the worst and hope for the best. Our Lord, bless all who have listened today. Help us to trust Jesus Christ as our Savior and to be faithful and true to Him. May we yield ourselves to Him and never waver. Lead us by Thy Spirit and keep us faithful. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
You've been listening to Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. God has a special place of service for each of us, and we're prepared at Bob Jones University to help you get ready for your special place. We maintain the best facilities available in Christian education. Call 1-800-BJ-AND-ME. In South Carolina, call 242-5100. Get the details for seeing BJU on videotape. Listen again next week for The Word of Truth with Dr. Bob Jones, Sr. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.